Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's awake. He's alive. I'm assuming he red-eyed it back from L.A. last night after the game. But he is home, and he joins us right now, as he does every Monday in the 12 o'clock hour, at Ben Standing on X on Twitter. Ben's got a podcast called Last Man Standing, and he writes and reports on this team Substack style, Last Man Standing. All right, let's start where we always start, which is give me your big takeaways. What'd you think?
Yeah, I did take the red eye. Yes, I will be going back to sleep, but right after we talk. But we're here.
You sound great. You sound great. Oh. By the way, you know what? Did you sleep on the red eye?
No, well, because, you know, I'm like still too like wired, you know? No, I didn't.
All right, well, you got in at what, like 5:50, 6 a.m., something like that. You've slept enough. You got to work.
Sure.
You know, we got a long day. We got Quinn talking later on today. Got a long day. So get after it. You get coffee, you're going to be fine.
Absolutely. This is the professionals. All right. Look, I mean, you know, we talked about this obviously last week, and I wrote about this the end of last week, that I thought that this game was going to go a long way towards the discussion about perception versus reality of where this team is. Because, you know, if the game continued as it, you know, the first quarter on to some degree, we'd be going, okay, well, this is now, you know, a third straight road loss where they really haven't been that competitive, and the defense is getting pushed around, and, you know, so on and so on. And maybe, you know, hey, Jaden comes back and the offense didn't pick itself up. But, you know, the end result was that we can look back at a team that last year was, you know, overall pretty resilient across the board, that, you know, found ways to win even when things were for a moment or two went the wrong way. And this group, you know, obviously I'm sure you've talked about the Quan Martin play being, you know, feeling like a catalyst. And then there were some other moments along the way that did as well. The roughing the penalty call on when Tressway gets blasted, Mikey Sandersville's interception, you know, right at the goal line. You know, there were moments where, you know, the game could have gone either way, and they were the team that, you know, for better or for worse, was able to figure out how to get on the good side of things. And that's what you ultimately, you know, want to see. Some days you're, you know, even when you're the better team, some days it's just not going to be your day, but can you still find a way to get stuff done? And, you know, by and large, they did. Then on top of it, Jaden looks, you know, all things considered, you know, looks pretty good. You know, and it's not, he wasn't spectacular, but he was more smart than spectacular in this game, which is something you need to see, the way he was able to avoid hits, you know, throw the ball away, things along those lines. This is the first week where Bill is the main guy. He played his most snaps. 28 had, you know, was dominating the touches in the backfield. I mean, the fact that he had 150 yards from scrimmage and 2 touchdowns and 2 catches, but only on 28 snaps.
Yeah, pretty, 16 touches.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've all been kind of like, hey, could you just give him the ball more? Like, I get it, you're slow playing it a little bit because, you know, whatever, rookie, and he's still got to learn a few things and all that. But, you know, this was a game where obviously they were able to get him going. Debo continues to be, you know, a one-man band when in the passing game. But, you know, Luke McCaffrey, you know, does just enough of that 50-yard play to be helpful. And then the defense, you know, I thought the specific key to the game going in was, would this defense that has been erratic this year be able to take advantage of the Chargers, you know, offensive line woes without their two starting offensive tackles. Herbert's getting pressured a lot. And again, it started slow, but then by the second quarter, they were all over him and eventually led to, just making more plays defensively. So I think, you know, what is this a game where you and I could be sitting here and be nitpicky and say, hey, look, they're still giving up too many big plays. There's a concern here, the concern there. Of course, but this is the NFL. That's going to happen. They found a way to win on the road against a team that was, you know, 3-0, start of the year 3-0, that has an excellent quarterback in Herbert, one of those guys that we all discussed before the year started, like, oh boy, how are they going to beat this guy? And they did. And, you know, by next week, we may be going, oh man, they couldn't beat the Bears. But right now, hey, they won. They found
course,
a way.
And, of course that's possible.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, like you said, yeah. Right now they found a way. And, you know, in this league, that's kind of all you can ask for us at times. And, you know, there are positive signs across the board, in the win to boot.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most positive is that their best player by miles was back on the field and made a big difference. It's funny because I said about 90% of the game was played with, you know, really good decisions by him. I don't know if you guys talked about it, you know, in the press box. The second play of the game, after a 7-yard throw to Debo, Cliff calls quarterback power, and he gets absolutely blown up for -2. I just couldn't believe that after 3.5 weeks and a knee injury, they called quarterback power on the second snap. It was actually counter. There was some counter action in there too, and he gets blown up. And then he tried to go for it on a scramble in the second half on 2nd and 8 and got blown up a little bit. But I thought for the most part he made great decisions. But man, it is a different team with him in there. The running game is a big beneficiary to him being back as well. And you mentioned, yeah, the forced fumble and then the 3rd and 16 after that were two plays that just completely turned the game around, because they were getting their ass kicked through the first quarter and a half. I mean, it felt like, oh my God, we are going to be in massive doom and gloom mode this week if this continues. And it didn't. They got a couple of big plays. And I wanted to ask you, you know, there was a lot of discussion by Quinn. You had, I don't know if you got this quote from Quan Martin where he said, violence solves everything. It's such an interesting quote. But, you know, in that sport, he's not wrong. But, you know, Quinn talked about down 10-0, not feeling like it was 10-0. I felt like it was more than 10-0 in the moment. But that they had great practice in L.A. There was a real sense of urgency. I did think they played that way, but... You know, talk about just sort of their reaction and their ability to bounce back and what they had going at the end of last week into this game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, when you talk, you know, we typically discuss things along the lines of, hey, they need a, you know, what are they doing at receiver without Terry McLaurin? You know, are we confident about their offensive line despite the changes made? Is, you know, so-and-so getting picked on defensively, whatever it may be. But the thing that's, like, important is that they've got this really high floor when it comes to, you know, kind of what you're talking about. You know, a certain amount of professionalism, a certain amount of, you know, care, a certain amount of, hey, we've been here. We're a veteran team. We're not going to let this stuff go. And this is, you know, we wonder sometimes, like, are they too old? They have too many 30-something-year-old dudes. But this is the upside of having those kinds of guys that have been there, done that. I mean, right, Bobby Wagner gets 14 tackles yesterday. Von Miller gets 1.5 sacks, you know, as examples. And obviously those things are somewhat circumstantial in the moment, but it's also not surprising that these are among the guys that had – that had the bigger days when they needed it, because I think they did feel like, hey, this at the Atlanta game. This is to me why, like I said, it wasn't just if they lose this game, they're 2-3, and you know this, that, and the other. It's that the way they were losing was disheartening. You know, if you're viewing this team as somebody that could be another playoff team again, a repeat last year, you can't lose the way they were losing. Even with Jaden back, you know, they obviously were pretty miserable in that Green Bay game with him. But this is why there's reason to believe there's five, and then there's the resolve that the group has collectively that we've now seen, you know, for, you know, a year plus. And, you know, I think that, you know, look, I mean, Quinn says that they had a great practice on Friday. You know, he said he believed that there was something different. Look, these are things that you can easily say after a win that we're not going to be able to say, oh, come on, what are you talking about? You can't, it's harder to say these things after you lose. But, hey, if he thinks it's true and they believe it and they played like it, it's hard for me to argue that otherwise. So, you know, again, kudos to them for recognizing you can't just keep saying, hey, you know, we'll figure it out. They had to figure it out, and, you know, in a lot of ways they did.
What'd you think of the end of the first half? I mean, just crazy, you know, circumstance. They were aggressive going for it, not just once, but twice after the roughing the punter. What were you thinking in that moment when first and 10 from their own 7, they went after it?
You know, it's funny, because Jaden is there, the idea of it being like an overly conservative moment, I don't know if it really crossed my mind the way it should have. Considering everything that was going on, I mean, including like they really hadn't played well for much of the half. But, you know, again, it's always an interesting discussion about momentum. There are people, you know, with more of an analytical bent who don't believe that momentum exists. Like, it's, you know, and it's hard to you can't really prove it, right, scientifically. But in that moment, boy, it sure felt like something was flipped going Washington's way. And, you know, again, the fact that you're throwing a 50-yard bomb down the field to Luke McCaffrey, of all people, his only catch, you know, of the day, it's not the play where you're going, okay, let's dial this up to a guy that's been proven over time. But sometimes, again, when momentum is going your way, Jaden's there, and you know, it's not something you would definitely recommend. You might just say, hey, go into halftime down 3. You're good. You guys look a little bit better. And they were like, no, we're gonna keep going here. I think that's a clear sign of, well, obviously there's Cliff's just general aggressiveness, same with Quinn, but also, you know, the faith you have in Jaden Daniels to figure out how to make a play.
Yeah, I actually was looking at a play during the last break. It's the last play before the punt deep down. Bud Dupree is literally within like a half of an inch of a strip sack fumble in the end zone that could have been a massive play. It was incomplete. Jaden got it off barely. And then the punt came, and then, yeah, the 50-yarder. Talking to Ben Standig, of course. Did they get out of this game unscathed health-wise?
Yeah, I was trying to think. I don't. I don't recall, you know, again, they don't always necessarily tell us everything, but I'm not remembering much. Every time we kept hearing an injury update, it always felt like it was on the Charger side of things. Obviously, they have, you know, enough going on between Terry and Noah Brown, and, you know, Sam Coggins is a different story, and we'll see. But, yeah, I think for the far as I know, for the most part, they did, and obviously that's a welcome sign, to say the least, after what they've gone through. Plus, you know, they get John Bates back in this game. Percy Butler didn't really play much defensively, but he was available as well. So, some positive signs. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it was like, can they hold on just enough over these next few, over these weeks with all these people hurt to, you know, to be effective? It's, you know, you can't. How do you judge a team, especially on offense, when you don't have your top two outside receivers, et cetera? But they've been able to figure it away. And by the way, Deebo Samuel, like, I go back to the training camp. I said, he was the most outstanding player of camp. And, you know, I mean, it's even more remarkable because, you know, at that point, you know, Terry was back when the season was starting and this, that, and the other. He told me he was the only guy that had not just only two, more than two catches, only two targets. I mean, it was pretty apparent. We're going to this guy, and he still kept making plays.
He's been incredible this year. And, you know, to me, the key to the rest of this season, these final, now, what, they played five, so they got another 12 left, is just keeping the quarterback and Deebo Samuel healthy. Because they proved that with the two of them out there, they're more than capable of overcoming almost anything, including the missing in action of some of the other players. I want Terry back. Don't get me wrong. I can just hear it. Oh, you're blowing off Terry. I'm not blowing off Terry. They need him back too. But the addition of Kroski Merritt and his importance, along with Jaden being back, with Deebo, who's been phenomenal, they're going to have a chance every week, including next Monday night, a week from tonight. All right. Thanks. Go get some sleep before Quinn talks. I'll talk to you later.
Awesome, man. See you guys. Thanks.
We'll finish up going around the NFL. There were some amazing games yesterday, including Philadelphia and Buffalo. The last two remain unbeatens, going down for the first time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.